Hello. I'm truly glad you could join me today. You ready to do a fantastic little painting? Now then, I thought today we'd do a warm, happy little painting. It's such a super day. So let's just take and make little crisscross strokes. And let's just lay in. There we go. Just a little bit of pink in the sky. Little touch of pink. Now be very careful. This red is so strong. It'll look like there's a fire in the sky. So use a very small amount. Very small amount. You can always add more. But it's the sun of a gun to try to take it out. You can if you have to, but it's hard to do. There we go. And this is continually blending with the liquid white. And it gets lighter and lighter. Allow the liquid white to work for you. Okay? With very little effort already, you're beginning to see just all kinds of little things back here. Little happy things. It's all kind of little creatures live back here. There. Little squirrels and rabbits. And if this was in Florida or Georgia, somewhere down there, might be an alligator or two hid back here. When I was a kid, I had a pet alligator. I don't know if you ever make a pet out of an alligator, but I had an alligator that lived with me. Let's put it that way. And I fed him every day, and every day he bit me. One thing about alligators, I don't think you can ever make a pet out of them. I finally turned him loose, and he still wanted to bite me. There we go.
You're listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network here at eurofolkradio.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is a special report on science lies. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got this from thenaturalnews.com. It's an article by Mike Adams, and it's called The Top 10 Really Big Science Lies of 2018, all spelled out in advance to save you a whole year's worth of reading the fake news media. Well, we appreciate that, Mike. Natural News. This year is going to be a banner year for status quo science lies that attempt to push toxic drugs, chemical pesticides, vaccine poisons, and other damaging chemicals, all while claiming they're good for you. In government-approved, quote-unquote, for those who are obedient followers of false authority. The science establishment, quote-unquote, as you might have expected, is actually a corporate-controlled cartel of criminals, liars, and quacks. Their bottom-line profits are based on the public blindly swallowing their anti-science lies, and they run online black ops campaigns to brainwash the public and discredit anyone that questions their official quote-unquote narratives. Yes, the CDC actually funds anti-science, pro-vaccine groups that spew hatred and propaganda online. To save you the time and effort normally needed to wade through all the science quote-unquote lies pushed by these propagandists, I've collected the top 10 lies of 2018. These are the big lies you'll hear repeated across the New York Times, the New York Slimes, a fake news outlet, the king of fake news, or queen, CNN fake news, the Washington Compost, another fake news outlet, Time, Reuters, which it all comes through Reuters, besides another stream as well, and USA Today. and all other usual suspects that at this point function as propaganda mouthpieces for the deep state. If you thought corruption was bad in politics, take a peek behind the curtain of the science collusion artists. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think about that? You didn't even think that the corruption was just in the government, did you? Yeah, if only that was the only corruption, you know. I think we'd just tackle that, but the world is corrupt. The top 10 really big science lies of 2018, prepackaged in a single-serving format for your convenience. So here are the top 10 really big science lies you're going to see throughout 2018. Big science lie 1. All chemicals in vaccines, pharmaceuticals, pesticides, and personal care products are completely harmless and safe to consume in unlimited quantities. I hope you're paying attention. No matter how many pollinators die off or humans get cancer, we will always be told by the science clowns in the mainstream media that synthetic chemicals couldn't possibly be the cause. Chemical companies are responsible, we're told. And they would never sell anything for profit if those things showed any risk of harm whatsoever. Sure, yeah. Because, of course, corporations put ethics before profits every time, didn't you know? Big science lie number 2. All vaccines are exhaustively tested, proven to work with 100% efficacy, and present no health risks whatsoever. The flu vaccine is a grand medical hoax. It doesn't work. That's why most of the people getting the flu this season are the very same people who stupidly lined up to receive the flu shot. Just ask them. They'll tell you all about how they're so smart and obedient to be injected with mercury-based preservatives because the government told them that they needed vaccine shots. The big science lie about vaccines is actually 2 lies in 1. First, the vaccines are safe, quote-unquote. That's your first lie, based on a massive orchestrated vaccine damage cover-up known as the, quote, secret vaccine court, unquote, which only pays money out to families of vaccine victims if they sign non-disclosure agreements. So far, that court has paid out over $3 billion in the U.S. alone. Secondly, the vaccines work great, second lie, quote-unquote. It's becoming such an obvious farce that only vaccine-damaged people believe it anymore. Find the healthiest person you know and ask them if they routinely get vaccinated. The answer, more often than not, will be no way. It also turns out that black folks often refuse vaccine shots for precisely the right reason. They remember Tuskegee. Need I say any more? Big science lie number 3. There are an infinite number of genders, and a person can instantly and magically override their gene expression by spontaneously wishing to be something they are not. If you disagree with this, you are an intolerant bigot. A decade ago, there used to be just 2 genders. Then there were 4. And now we're told there's an infinite number of genders. This quack science madness is endorsed by none other than Bill Nye, the biggest science clown of our time, who once believed in genetics but now believes in popular delusions, rainbow wishes, and flying unicorns. That's the new science, quote-unquote, of a society gone insane. Science lie number 4. Everything in the universe is caused by climate change. Hot weather is caused by climate change. Cold weather is caused by climate change. Pet constipation is caused by climate change. Your burnt toast is caused by, you guessed it, climate change. In fact, refugees, wars, stock market corrections, and a lack of sleep are all caused by climate change. According to modern science, which seems deeply invested in climate change narratives to explain absolutely everything, if you read the science headlines like I do each day, you'd be amazed to discover how nearly everything imaginable is being blamed on climate change, quote unquote. The insanity is so intense that the new scientific studies are now declaring climate change caused mass immigration events almost a century before the invention of the combustion engine. Combustion engine. Yep, climate change is so bad that it can actually reach back in time and alter historical events that took place long before fossil fuels ever really entered the picture. Wow, that's some scary climate change. Climate change is such a threat to all existence, it turns out, that the scientists at the CERN Super Collider aren't even looking for the God particle anymore, quote unquote. They're trying to find the climate change particle, upon which the rest of the material universe is apparently based. If they fail to find it, the Big Bang will go into reverse solely because of the climate change. And then the entire universe will shrink back to the size of one dark, incredibly dense human named Al Gore. A-hole named Al Gore. Big science lie number 5. All herbs, nutrients, dietary supplements, chiropractic care, and Chinese medicine treatments are completely worthless and might even kill you. But statin drugs will save your life. According to the utterly discredited legacy media that is funded by the obnoxious Big Pharma ads, nutrition is worthless. Herbs are worthless. Yes, what God makes is worthless. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Chinese medicine doesn't work, and taking care of your health is foolish. What you really need is the science and medication, hucksters on CNN fake news insist, in a fistful of pharma pills to treat all your symptoms. Yeah, not to heal you, but to treat you. Yes, every day's Halloween in the medical industry, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it is a horror show. And those are my words. Yes, they want to trick you by treating you instead of healing you. Yep, you don't need real nutrition. You need chemicals. That's what the dumbed-down media tells you during every advertising break, isn't it? Take more pills and you'll be healthy, they claim. Except that in reality, the more pills you take, the sicker you become. That's Big Pharma's entire business plan at work. Repeat business. That's what it means to treat somebody, ladies and gentlemen. You see, if you had healed them, they wouldn't be back. So they don't want to heal you. They want repeat business. Treatment. Big science lie number 6. The brain-damaging fluoride in the water supply is added because the government deeply cares about your dental health. Oh, they care about everything. Mr. Adams, believe me, if the government cares about anybody, it's us, the people. There's no doubt about that. I mean, just look at this way. They put in safety seatbelt laws, right? And they make sure that we have our seatbelts on so we'll be safe because they love us. But that's all while they're putting these chemicals in our water and spraying chemtrails in the air and poisoning us with our food and poisoning our minds with their television and their brainwash and poisoning us with pharmakia, you know, sorcery. Yes, but just make sure, dear listener, that while you're being poisoned to death and your mind is being poisoned, make sure you wear your seatbelt because the government really cares about you. Oh, yes, didn't you know? The same deep state government that conspires to overthrow a democratic election, pollute the waterways of Native American reservations, and wage depopulation campaigns against black people wants you to believe that it cares deeply about your oral health. Fluoride is a gift to you from the government, no strings attached. It's just the government's way of doing good in the world by dripping a little brain-damaging poison into the water supply. I notice how Mr. Adams doesn't recognize that there's white genocide being genocide. He must be one of our white brothers and sisters that only cares about black people. Hmm? We have a whole host of those people. They couldn't care less about their own race. Don't know that their own race is being genocided. They're just more concerned about black people and what's happening to them. Never mind the fact that if the same chemicals were dumped into a river, that act would be a gross violation of federal law. By dripping it slowly into your drinking water, the government has masterminded a way to get rid of toxic waste by filtering through the bodies of the citizens first. Oh, yeah. And they really, really care deeply about your teeth. Maybe next they'll come up with another chemical that protects your toenails, then dump that into the water too. All that the citizens of the country can imbibe even more chemicals without a prescription or a diagnosis of any kind, just like they do with fluoride. Don't give them any ideas, will you? They're already doing that anyway. Did you ever notice that state medical boards insist you can't have a medication without a doctor's prescription? Then they turn around and dump mass medication in called fluoride into the water supply, all without a single prescription or diagnosis. Are you, ladies and gentlemen, are you starting to see what I'm seeing? If the government cares any more about you, you will be dead. How about we put it that way? So, big science lie number 7. Exposure to toxic chemicals, heavy metals, chemotherapy, and pesticides doesn't cause cancer. Cancer is caused entirely by random chance and cannot be prevented or cured. Well, I suggest that it's probably climate change that caused cancer. That's probably what it is. Yeah. According to the for-profit cancer industry, you get cancer. You getting cancer is some like winning the lottery, for them anyway, because they profit from your disease. They sure do. When he says they, though, he's not talking about the government. He's talking about the Jews, the Rockefeller family. The Jews profit. But the last thing they want you to realize is that you have near total control over your exposure to cancer-causing chemicals in foods, medicines, personal care products, or even in your immediate environment, indoor air, etc. Every cancer has a cause for the simple reason that no disease is random or spontaneous. But the cancer industry wants you to believe in, quote, black magic, quote unquote, striking without warning, hoping you will be stupid enough to swallow the lie that you just got cancer, rather than the sobering truth that cancer never happens spontaneously or without a cause. If you believe in science, you can't believe in cancer industry's black magic voodoo explanations. You can't believe those things that try to disconnect diseases from their causes. Any doctor that tells you there is nothing you could have done to prevent this cancer is either a liar or a fool. Of course, cancer can be prevented. Big science lie number 8. All the top science authorities and medical experts never lie and never engage in propaganda motivated by politics or profit. They can all be trusted without question. Oh, sure they can. They're only the third largest killer in the nation. You know, they say guns kill people, you know, and they want to get rid of the guns, but these so-called, you know, this is a religion with white coats, science and medicine. And they're the biggest, they're the third largest killer in the nation. They're not trying to get rid of them, are they? Science authorities, quote unquote, always behave with godlike ethics and morality, we're told. And they never resort to petty tactics like lying, altering data, burying studies, misrepresenting their findings, or unfairly smearing their opponents. No, science, quote unquote, is infallible. Science is your new God. Just like I told you. Science is the answer to all things, and it cannot fail because it's proclaimed to be self-correcting, sort of like God. See, when they come to you with the white coat on, that's the priest of this religion. You understand what I'm trying to tell you? Science is at enmity with God. You can see that science is telling you one thing and Yahweh tells you another thing. You can see that science believes that they are God and can do no wrong. And you can see that science, like all the rest of the immoral liars of the world, go by the ends justify the means mem. The only thing required on your part is to have faith in science, not in God, right? In fact, you need so much faith that it overrides all critical thinking, rational scrutiny, or evidence that doesn't fit the current narrative. And may I add personally, common sense. Once you have sufficient faith in science, quote unquote, you'll be invited into the scientific inner circle where you too can preach the faith while condemning the heretics who don't blindly follow your faith-based scientism, quote unquote, dogma. Because after all, science cultists already know they're completely correct. Why would they need any evidence to back up their faith-based beliefs? Big science lie number 9. It's perfectly safe to saturate all your foods with glyphosate herbicide because Monsanto assures us that it's just as harmless as Agent Orange. While Monsanto also manufactured and insisted, they also manufactured Agent Orange. I didn't know that. And they insisted that was unharmful. Now, Monsanto is a Jew company, again, ladies and gentlemen. If you know anything about Jews and you know anything about liars, then you'll understand that anything Monsanto says cannot be trusted, period. Don't worry about eating glyphosate and ubiquitous weed killer branded Roundup, which was in Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, another Jew company, and sold by Monsanto. It's completely safe and worry-free. New and improved. Doctor recommended. Yes, cigarettes were doctor recommended in the 50s and 40s. Yeah. Fast-acting, expertly reformulated, and government-approved. I mean, if the government approves it, you know it's got to be right, right? In other words, if the government approves it, it's like the Jew approving it. Glyphosate is tasteless, odorless, and harmless, we're told. It's so harmless that it's the single most effective nerve gas-style, quote-unquote, killer of botanical life, which is what makes it such a potent weed killer. But don't worry. You're not a weed, are you? Well, I hate to tell you, but if you get that this Roundup on your skin, it kills those cells immediately. What do you think it would do inside of you, But don't worry, you're not a weed, are you? Come to think of it, Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger often referred to black people as human weeds. Well, she's right about that. Which is why Monsanto is sort of like a chemical abortion manufacturing operation for plants. Continuing that thought, evil, powerful corporations once used to Continuing that thought, evil, powerful corporations once used to round up black slaves in Africa. Powerful corporations? You mean Jews again, right? Because we all know it was Jews. This guy is dancing around subjects here. Even now, what's his face? The guy, the black guy there, what's his name? Farrakhan. He knows it's the Jews who brought the slaves to America. Don't blame white people. Besides, the corporations are run by Jews and owned by Jews. But now they just spray all the soul food with glyphosate Roundup and exploit black folks for cancer industry profits. Again, he's concerned about black people, not white people. That's why Dr. Fareed Fatah, who ran a mostly black cancer treatment center in Detroit, diagnosed every patient with cancer, slammed them into chemotherapy treatment, quote-unquote, chair, and billed Medicare and Medicaid for tens of millions of dollars in treatment fees. He eventually got caught and is now serving 24 years in federal prison. But thousands of mostly black, shouldn't he have been promoted? That's what they do when they catch you lying. They don't put people away for doing evil things. They promote them. But thousands of mostly black Detroit residents ended up being poisoned with chemotherapy toxins in the process. Anything for a profit, it seems, when you're running a cancer racket, right? Glyphosate and cancer go together like milk and cookies. That is, if the milk is laced with arsenic and the cookies cause you to keel over and die. Yeah, if the milk was laced with arsenic. Arsenic is a slow poison that people have been caught doing with people. They'd put it in their coffee or tea a little amount at a time, and over a span of time, the person would die, the man or woman. I suppose you want to know what the 10th one is, right? Big science lie number 10. Your baby isn't fat. You're not a bad parent. Hey, new moms, no, your baby isn't fat. You're not a bad parent. You're not completely ignorant on what you're supposed to feed a human baby. No, your baby just has an extra 20 pounds of baby fat. It's going to grow up and be big and strong. Pass the margarine in Rice Krispies. Feed them more homogenized, pasteurized milk and sugared up cookies. Nobody's actually fat anymore. They're just oversized. Or can I add big boned? It's good to train them early, too, because once they grow up looking like obese slobs, you can teach them how to play the victim, quote unquote, and attack people for their fat shaming. Your problem isn't you, it's all those other people who are fat shaming, you see? Obesity isn't really a disease if you don't want it to be. Just say you're transmorphic, quote unquote, and claim you now self-identify as a 125-pound dainty woman, even if you're a 350-pound obese man. After all, if men can now claim to be women, why can't obese men claim to be petite women, too? Haven't you noticed the tidal wave of incredibly fat babies across the country lately? Where are all these fat babies coming from? Oh, wait, yeah, fat parents. But it isn't genetic. It's just transgenerational stupidity and self-delusion. But as long as you feel good about your parenting, that's the important thing, right? Reality doesn't matter to progressive society anymore. It's all about making sure you feel okay about the nutritional child abuse you're committing. Oh, by the way, your family dog is obese too. You might want to lay off the rice-based dog food, since dogs aren't supposed to eat rice in the first place. If your dog gets any fatter, it's going to cause your fat baby to completely freak out and start screaming in terror. And then fat mom and fat dad will have to waddle down the high hallway to find out why their fat baby is beating their fat dog with a dirty diaper. You get the picture? Wouldn't it be awesome if doctors just found the courage to tell those parents, hey, your baby's too freaking fat. And yes, it's your fault. Your baby can't stop shop for groceries, okay? It doesn't have a credit card or an ATM. Your baby is fat because you keep feeding it when you should have stopped. Have some boundaries, for God's sake. If your 12-month-old baby weighs more than your neighbor's mature Labrador, there's something wrong with your grip on reality. Enjoy 2018. And be sure to spot all the science lies in the fake news media all year long. All joking aside, stay alert, and you'll spot all these science lies in the fake news media over the next 12 months. Then again, why are you watching the fake news media at all? That's a good question. I suggest this year you turn off your cable and turn your television into an education station. After all, they're raising the prices to lie to you. They want you to pay more to be lied to. Amazing. This has been a News Bite special report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.
Insufficient data. You are a man, I am a machine. Other than that slight difference, we have a great deal in common. There is a dangerous alien among us.
Affirmative.
A familiar behavior pattern is detected.
Danger, Will Robinson.
I am not programmed for fear. Due to worn conditions of memory bank, compliance impossible.
You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. A voice for European people worldwide.